Hello, everyone. This is Preston Ackerman with Shadowcast Radio. For this episode, we're going to have a little bit of a different format. So one of our hosts, Nathan, he got sick and he lost his voice. So we weren't able to record this week's episode, but we do have some bonus content, some pre-recorded content that we've not released yet. And so for this week, we decided that we're going to release that, the bonus content for you this week. And then in 2 weeks, we'll record our next step. And so just know it's going to follow a little bit of a different format. But nonetheless, our goal is still to point you to Jesus. Enjoy the show.
You do the middle. Okay, ready? This is Shadowcast Radio.
Way to switch it up there, man.
This is the pre-question.
Pre-question.
Question. It's the primer, if you will.
Okay.
So, you know how artists, you hear about like really big name artists have like unreasonable requests for when they show up to do a performance or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. As a Shadowcast host, if you were to make one unreasonable demand for you every week when you show up to record, what would it be?
This is a golden question.
What would it be?
That's a fantastic question.
What would your unreasonable demand be?
I need two things.
Okay.
I need one of those like heated foot massagers right there.
Oh,
like,
dude, I got
that's
one.
That's a good dude. Point.
There is one.
Demands
met. It's not in here. We could make that demand.
That could happen.
That could happen.
Wow. Okay. This is good.
That was more reasonable than I thought.
Yeah. What else? That was easy.
My other thing is just like, I don't know why this came into my mind. I want like a whole, like a 5 gallon bucket full of beef jerky.
I think some of them.
It's a good thing to eat while you're recording because it's not super like crunchy. But yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah. I think my unreasonable request would be some of those hot almonds that Nathan shared with us.
My request is that we don't have high ever again.
Yeah, that was...
Well, no, it's meant to be unreasonable.
That was a good idea.
I love hot almonds, actually.
Yeah. Wasabi.
Okay. Is that your real request, or is that...
If I think of a more unreasonable one in the future, I will say it. But pass for now.
Oh, man, that's a great question.
Mm. Ooh, actually...
Go ahead. What do you got?
I have another one. It's not totally ridiculous, but I love those Jones sodas.
You guys ever get those? That's a good one too.
If I could just have a like one of those clear creams, because their cream soda is perfectly clear.
Yeah.
Every
those
time.
Those are good. Those are good.
I would
that's a good
a happy
a good
podcaster.
Request. I want your unreasonable request as well.
Well, I could share it with
you. Thank
you.
Okay. So I want a chair made of a purple mattress.
Owen, would you approve of that?
I would approve of that.
You can get
probably weigh. I hear that anything purple weighs a whole ton.
It does.
They weigh unreasonable amount. I have 3 purple mattresses in my house.
I know.
It is ridiculous.
How much does one of those weigh?
How much does it weigh?
Yeah, 350 pounds.
It's not 350 pounds. It's maybe.
It might be.
No, it could be.
No, it's not that much. It's maybe like.
My phone's right here.
You could check me on this. I bet it's.
What do you have? The purple 4?
Yeah, purple 4. We'll do that one.
Back check.
But actually, mine was full size. So full size purple 4. It maybe is 140 pounds.
What'd you find?
150.
So
you said 350. He said 150.
It's somewhere in between.
Oh
no, no, okay. No. For a twin, what size do you have?
Full.
Oh great. It's not telling me what sizes. What? That can't be.
That's
81 pounds.
That's because they don't want to scare customers away. Cause it's going to weigh so much.
I feel like it's more than 80 pounds.
It for sure is more than 80
It says
pounds.
81. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's
those
that's
liars.
Just the packaging it comes in.
Yeah.
That's not the mattress.
You can actually get a purple like seat cozy though.
Hey, one of them on. Okay, so I want that.
Pastor Will's
I also want a small tray with 5 of every type of Oreo made.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's I would a weigh a million Oreos pounds, so don't do that. Just the chair. I'll just take the chair.
The chair.
You
won't
be able to get out. You just want the purple one. Chair?
Yeah.
That's I like that.
What do you got? Oh,
I would do, if I had a, I would simply ask for 2 things.
Simply.
Okay.
That means
chair.
They're about to be real unreasonable.
I want when, this is all that I ask. When I come in the door, I want a pair of slippers made from a polar bear skin.
Okay.
I think that would be okay. Extremely comfortable.
Wait, what's your frame of reference for that?
A polar bear skin?
How do you know?
What have you tried that has polar bear fur?
I've never heard of polar bear fur items.
It
I don't
just
think.
Is interesting.
So that's
well, I
the unreasonableness.
It. Yeah, it probably
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Sounds, you just want the, you want to brag.
To me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd have to be comfy.
What else?
Okay. Yeah. Then second, when I went to Mexico, this very kind barista made me a coffee that you could, that was on fire.
Ooh.
And so that would be cool.
A fire?
I don't know how we
latte?
Did it. Yeah.
That means there was definitely alcohol in it.
Yeah,
it was know. On fire.
Definitely spice.
I don't know what it was.
Because what else burns? I don't know.
Huh. Maybe it was just something on top.
Was this
like,
on the...
Sprayed yeah. some butane
he,
on there?
Because I was sitting there and he brought me a coffee. It was wow. actually one of the managers of the resort. He said, would you like a coffee? And I said, yeah. And he brought it and it was on fire.
And it
fire.
Was on fire?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I bet you there's a layer
coffee.
Of,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
and it was,
I bet a layer
maybe,
sits on top.
Beans good, or something,
4 to 5
on, like
layers? Ground up beans on top or
that's
something.
That's possible. Well, what did it?
Like, he didn't tell me. He went in the back and made me
did
a
it have,
coffee.
Like, was,
but it was probably 4 to 5 different colored layers.
It must have been a liquid, wow. I think. That would make yeah. more sense because it went out suddenly, right? Or did you just take
yeah,
sips with
it?
It
went out
burning
suddenly,
your lips?
But he,
okay. yes.
Yes, as yeah, it's burning.
It was great.
Singeing your nose hairs.
I don't know what was in it, but it yeah. was it
that's
tasted
cool.
Great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you are listening and you know what that drink was, send us a message at yeah. feedback@shadowcastradio.com.
Yeah.
We'd
please
love
tell us.
To learn it.
We can make his unreasonable request
that's really cool.
more reasonable.
Yeah. yeah.
Yep.
We can make it happen.
I just noticed. I'm like, oh, that was sharp.
Well, I think rock kind of allows you to just kind of yell
do what you want.
Yeah. There's a balance between it. Okay, let me put it this way.
All right, this is music podcast.
Sometimes artists, it sounds good when they fake a voice, uh-huh. like they put on a voice to sing.
Right.
Yeah. Other times, it's way more pleasing to the ear when it's just an authentic, like. It's from the heart. Like, that's right. just the voice they have.
Right.
It
yeah.
feels like he has a good voice, but he's putting on some other voice
right.
to, like, fit the genre.
Okay.
And so it feels, like, inauthentic. It
okay.
feels like,
I
wait,
see that.
Like, I want you to sing with, like, who you really are.
Right.
like,
right.
So that's what came to my mind is I'm like, sounds like he's faking it. Like, okay. like he's putting on a voice.
Yeah.
You know what gets me?
Like, just
yeah. maybe this is advanced music theory. I don't know. But where you can have someone that genuinely sounds kind of horrible, like Louis Armstrong, that makes it
yeah.
iconic.
Yep. But it's so unique.
And you're
voices.
Like, yep. what mm-hmm. is the difference? And it actually makes it
mm-hmm.
sound good. But it's not like he has a
no,
good
but it's, but
voice.
It, but it's an authentic voice.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's, but we can
like
relate
his
to that.
Pitch and stuff is good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not like he's off. He's ever off
let
key or off tune. It's just a. It's
yeah.
a different.
Maybe that's okay.
So it's not that it's
very,
like
yeah.
bad.
He's not.
It's just
he's not off.
Very
yeah.
Bored.
Yeah. It's. I wouldn't say his voice is off pitch. It's
no.
It's just
not.
Very.
The tone is so.
It's
unique.
Very tonally. Yeah, unique yeah. or.
But know. It's. But it's just the voice he
it's
has.
So unique yeah. though. Yeah.
And it is iconic. You're right.
It's a very textured voice.
You always knew when it's there.
It's very throaty.
Throaty.
Did you know, though, that this, maybe this is saying the same thing, but there's like a ton of math. You can break music down to math.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's, remember the guy that gave that talk?
That
and
he's was like, fascinating. They,
like, a bunch of mathematicians did Handel's Messiah. And they were like, the level of perfection in this, as far as like all the all the math of it, the mathematical genius, they're like, this is like too advanced, like it's too perfect to have been possible to be written by human inspiration, you know.
That in itself would be an cool. A really cool study.
That's the thing about,
like, how much do you think, like, he was actually thinking of mathematics when he wrote this? Maybe he was. I don't know.
Maybe.
But how much of it came just naturally?
Yeah.
Where he just grasped it.
There's an order to music, and there's an order. Like, that's why it sounds good, is because it follows order.
Yes. Okay.
And so I think he kind of went the reverse direction. You know, like, I know this sounds really good this way. And it happens that that's also mathematically perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is so interesting to me, because music is the, like, the area where the artistic and the analytical combine.
Come together.
Yeah, they come together really together. Well. Mm-hmm. And both are expressed in the one thing. And Lewis saw...
Well, same, like, in art, too.
Yeah, well, Lewis saw poetry as actually a way of almost elevated speech. Yeah. It was a way of bypassing just the... like the communication of information to directly the communication into the heart. Like, it's a lofty form of speech. Singing is sort of our modern day version of that.
Yeah.
But poetry fit that space.
Yeah.
And yet poetry follows meter and pattern and rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's analytical and it's elevated and artistic. It's this weird mend of the two, which I think is why it hits so many people. It really affects so many people.
Yeah.
Well, what is that called in art? Those designs in nature that
fractals.
Yeah. Those are
fractals.
So cool.
Are cool.
That's incredible.
Math fills the universe.
Mm. Yeah,
it's so fascinating. Like, like when there's a discovery in math, it truly is a discovery. Like, it was there all along.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, there's never a mathematical invention.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
And that's a biblical idea.
It's a realization of what was already
of what God already put in place.
Which God took chaos, tovu vavohu, and he placed order upon it. And so we get to see moments of this ordering when we discover the mathematical principles that undergird nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a cool way of...
math is an expression of God's character.
Of ordering character, 100%.
That's absolutely awesome. That's super cool.
100%.
So all you mathematicians?
Yep. I don't think mathematics makes sense apart from a biblical worldview.
Keep doing God's work. That's why new math is horrible.
Yeah.
Because it's not logical.
It's a distortion.
It's tovu vavohu.
It is chaos.
It's reverting back.
It could be whatever you want it to be.
That would be fascinating to just see the world in terms of math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably would blow your mind.
I bet when we in the new heavens and new earth, we're going to have minds that are more like sharp and minds more capable, like, of not forgetting, tuned in, where we will learn about these things and we will be able to, like, see past the veneer and get a look behind the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be like masters of that forever.
Yeah.
Like, tuning our own craft and expertise in whatever fields we enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you this. So artists such as Beethoven, Bach, Picasso, not Picasso, Sistine Chapel,
Rembrandt,
were they able to process some math in their brains to a higher level than most people without doing it subconsciously?
Mm. Well, maybe,
I would even argue
maybe it's an
people
intuition.
Such as Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
People that play hoops. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're performing math.
Are carrying out math
at
a very high rate that they're not even doing it consciously.
Yep. It's an intuitive math.
Absolutely. Intuitive.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. And I think it's the same when it comes to even the composition of paintings. Certain paintings will be appealing to you because it follows mathematical principles or rules.
There's the golden ratio, which is one of those parts of fractals, or it's a function. It's like 1:1.618, and it's like this magical thing that happens at that ratio. So even when I'm painting something, I'm like, well, if I can fit my horizon on that ratio line, it's gonna pop.
Yeah. Even in photography, three is an important number to keep in mind too. You can have the foreground, the midground, and then the background objects that you have to keep in mind too. You don't want to keep, if you threw a horizontal, like if you threw a horizon right in the middle, that's tricky because it kind of throws,
kills the composition.
It kills the third of the composition. And so it makes it unappealing to look at.
Yeah. So like, it's that's almost really like God designed humans to have this like instinct to recognize good math in normal things, that's not good. In just like numbers on a piece of paper, but in like life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're that's built to recognize about, good math.
But who, I would say it's super rare that you actually get a person that's able to actually understand the math that goes into this concept.
Right. Yeah. That's rare.
Where people can perform it intuitively.
Yep, intuitively, yeah.
But to understand what's going on, I bet there's...
That's another level of discipline. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Very few people.
Absolutely. Gifted it's people.
Crazy. Mm. Cool.
Smarty pants.
Savants, maybe.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, savant syndrome is a super interesting topic as well. But
yeah,
maybe we should get started.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. All right.
22 minutes down.
Yeah, that's interesting. So,
okay. Maybe we could release this as bonus content. I don't know.
That's a great idea.
I mean, we just have an improv conversation on art and
math. Music.
And math.
And math. Music.
Yeah.
And hoops.
Well, bonus up.
And Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
Send us a message at feedback@shadowcastradio.com.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Check us out at shadowcastradio.com.